counting on, which are the clouds, the winds, the thunder, everything. All are working by his order, going around and talking to her that, hey, you are the thief. Whatever you stolen, you have stolen, come on, bring it back. Because there is this chief police of Taqdir. Ha. Remember what Taqdir was? I told you there are two words that Muslims will use it differently, Iranians differently, but the original Arabic is lovely and Rumi knows that and he talks about it. Is qaza qadar. Qaza means consequence and qadar means the scale, the volume, something like that. Do you remember he started this book with that? He said, everything has a limit. Everything has a portion, except what God will give you in the heart. He will give it to special people, and that has no limit, right? Here, he will say, oh, those hours should come out. Who is calling for that? These taqdir, the fellow which is proportioning everything, will say, hey, tell me exactly what did you get. And the thief, the earth doesn't like it at the beginning. The earth should be forced to do this because it's the thief and you say, nothing, nothing, nothing. I have nothing to do with it. I'm not responsible. I'm not it. And what will do that, the chief of police?
Sometimes the governor speaks to it with kindness as sugar. Sometimes he hangs it up and does his worst.
Mm-hmm. Means he doesn't have one simple method. Sometimes very kindly we'll advise you, we'll give you the hint, and sometimes we'll give you what you deserve, yes.
In order that, between force and favor, those concealed things may be brought to sight through the fire of fear and hope.
This fear and hope is a good translation. I cannot do better, but it doesn't do. Because when in Islamic culture they say khawf ur raja, they're talking about some magical stuff. This magical stuff, we saw it once. Rumi explained it in book one. In fifth story, I believe. Remember the representative of Julius Caesar was coming to see the Caliph Omar? Over there, do you remember the explanation of the first feeling of this fellow? The fellow arrived looking for somewhere to park the horse and where is the palace? Is that guy sleeping under the tree? When he arrived, suddenly he felt strange. What was that strange feeling?
Heybat.
That the heybat, which is somehow to be impressed. When you are impressed, what's happening? You like it. And you behave better, you become more polite, you behave better. This, when they expand it in the behavior of a real believer in Islam, they will say you have to have these both together. One is fear, the other one is you hang on it, you love it, and you, from all the fears, you run to him. So these are two opposite combined to make that magical feeling of, mainly I believe is close to respect. Because what is respect? When you're respecting something means you like that stuff, but you control your behavior, you're more careful. It's something like that. They call it khawf ur raja. Yes?
More aware with your boundaries.
I mean?
More aware with your boundaries with that person.
Yes.
Spring is the kindness of the Almighty Governor, and autumn is God's menace and intimidation.
Means what? Means please go back and start when I started to explain these merry-go-round, these galaxy stuff, remember? How when over there I was talking about the spring and the summer, I meant this. Means over there I was explaining the natural stuff, but I was not giving you a geography lesson, or I was not talking about nature, I was talking about our nature. Therefore, over there, when I was talking about the goodness of the spring, I was talking about that. When I was saying autumn, I meant when he will show you the finger and say, oh, you behave, something like that. Yes?
And winter is the allegorical crucifixion, to the end that thou, O hidden thief, may be exposed. Then he that wages the warfare has at one time expansion of heart, and at another time oppression and pain and torment.
Translation. It's so difficult. One verse. Verse is this. Pas mujahid ra zamani bast dil yek zamani qabz o dard o ghash o ghib. This is something which is very popular. They have to talk about it a lot. First of all, is the dilemma of the word heart in Persian language. Dil. It's a very special stuff. Almost unexplainable. Somewhere Rumi will tell us in the future that, hey, when I say del, then you think I'm talking about you, del. Oh, never ever even compare your heart with the heart of these people I'm talking about. Because when the heart is there, okay, I will say heart is there, but before being enlightened, it's not heart yet. Because when we talk about the enlightened fellow. What is the Persian word for an enlightened fellow? Sahib Dil. The owner of heart. Because the other one is not heart if it's not enlightened yet. It's potentiality. Here he is paying attention to that, and the feeling, the way they explain the feeling. What? How do you imagine the passion of Rumi or Shams? How is their passion? Everybody thinks that, and we explain it sometimes like that. That see, it's like turning on the light. Suddenly, everything is clear. In reality, it's not like that. In reality, it's like this, that you're sitting in a darkness with all the fear and discomfort, and suddenly a little bit light will come up, and you are stoned. And the emotion is not describable. Because it will really take you away from you. And it lasts a few moments. Then the light goes off. Means what? Means you're back where you were? Ah! Back, you were in a comfortable position. Now you're in a very painful position. Because this is like you have... when you're aged, you're not there yet, but you will be when you pass the age of 30, you have always some pains in different parts of your body. But you're so used to it that it's normal. right? But if they give you some morphine, something like that, and suddenly there is no pain. And if pain comes back, this time it's torture. The first one, they call it BAST. BAST means opening up, means becoming the greatest. The other one is ABS, means being compressed. Okay? And the seeker in this path will move from this to that. That fellow we call Oliya, they are there and they will have no ABS. That's another level. The real one is this. And you listen and say, haha. Remember, you are more comfortable now. When you see a glimpse of that light, then discomfort is stronger, and that's the price you should pay for it, because everything will be exaggerated up until the moment that you will be submerged over there. So he will explain that. Therefore, for Mujahid, the word is Mujahid means what? Do you remember the word Jahd and Tawakkul in book one? And he said, oh, Tawakkul, okay, but you have to do your best, you have to work, you have to really do your best, okay? This fellow is Mujahid, because this is Jahd. Of course, it could be Jihad, it could be the warrior who is going to die for God. Who is this to us? Not a fellow with a gun, a fellow who wants to kill his ego. Remember that one? That's what we're talking about. So therefore, this Mujahid sometimes has that opening and sometimes that enclosure and pain and sufferers and exaggeration. That, remember that. This is how it is. I mean, it's not a simple stuff to pass through. Why? Very simple.
Because this water and clay, which is our bodies, is a denier and thief of the light of our souls.
That's simple. Look at this. This is, of course, a combination of water, knowledge, and the clay, the earth. And the earth is not transparent. The earth is the thief of light. We'll steal the light. Yes?
The high God lays upon our body, O man of fortitude, heat and cold and grief and pain, fear and hunger and impairment of wealth and body, all for the sake of the soul's coin being brought into sight.
Ah, and you got it and you accepted it just like that? He said it and he said, yes. Because this is the point. When we are trying something, we wanted the good part of it and we don't want to pay the price. Here we want the best stuff. Okay? And what is this best stuff? Sometimes our illusion is best stuff is to be relaxed, be cool. That's not it. We're talking about life, the real life. This real life should be what? Should have up and down. Your body has the health and the sickness. There are problems, there are openings, there are chances, and there are mishaps. All of that. Why? This is how it is made. خوفو جوعو نقص اموال و بدن جمله بهر نقد جان ظاهر شده. I'll try not look at it translated that. All this stuff which is the fear, the appetite and shortcoming of your body or whatever, all of this is prepared for one thing to happen, one thing to